Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 26th of November. India is poised to become the third largest civil aviation market globally by 2024. It's already the world's third largest domestic market. Union Civil Aviation said the central government plans to double the number of airports in the country to more than 200 by the year 2024. Currently, India has one of the highest state governments levied VAT rates on jet fuel. This makes the overall cost of airline operations high. According to industry estimates, aerodrome traffic frequency prices constitute over 40% of total operating cost of domestic carriers, and this was 70% higher than the global average. States and union territories have been asked to facilitate new airports by swiftly handling the land allotment issues. Disney World fans hoping to secure annual passes will have to wait longer. New sales of select annual passes have been paused, according to a message that appeared on the website for Disney World. Of the four annual passes made available to customers, only the Disney Pixie Dust Pass is available. The Pixie Dust Pass is the theme park's cheapest option for an annual pass and available only to Florida residents. In August, Disney World announced its new annual pass program, with passes going on sale on September the 8th. However, critics of the new program said the new passes cost more money, but offered less than before. Among the big perks removed from annual passes is PhotoPass, a popular service allowing visitors to capture shots during their trip. Guests can opt to purchase a photo package for an additional $99. Dream Cruises has announced that the Genting Dream will increase its passenger capacity from 50 to 75% with effect from December the 1st, allowing for over 2,500 guests on every supersecation voyage. Dream Cruises said that this increase will provide a boost to the holiday season for guests who have been unable to book their supersecation during this peak period. Overall demand for Genting Dream Cruises has been at a consistently high level since operations resumed, and the Christmas and New Year's sailings have sold out based on the previous 50% capacity. Today is Friday, so here is the Not the Normal travel news. Answering the demand of a valued customer, Airbus Corporate Helicopters has delivered an ACH-145 light twin, which is fully vegan. That customer, German construction entrepreneur Urs Brunner, is married to ethical fashion pioneer Daniela Brunner, founder of Julia and Romeo, which uses no animal products in its offerings and donates all its profits to promote animal welfare. Daniela insisted that their new helicopter be consistent with those values. In place of the leather elements, the design team used Ultra Fabrics Ultra Leather, a synthetic that captures the visual and tactile leather experience with comparable durability, the European consortium said. Items that had to be specially designed and fabricated in the replacement materials include the six passenger seats, a central storage cabinet, a rear partition, and cockpit control cuffs. The material we used is certified for aviation use and is hard wearing, but it can only be stretched in one direction, which means it is a challenge to work with, particularly on the seats, said Frederick Lemos, head of ACH. This is where the craftsmanship of our hands-on team became crucial, and I am delighted to say that we found a practical way to meet our customers' desires, which also looks superb. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.